Toadpipe, come in here.
Yes, sir?
I want you to place a call to Wormwood. I'd do it myself, but... well, my limbs haven't grown back yet from the interrogation.
Of course, sir.
Put it on the speaker, Gizmo, and stay here in case I need anything else.
Yes, sir.
Wormwood speaking.
My dear Wormwood.
Uncle?
Yes, it is your uncle.
I'm...
Speechless, I know. You may be interested to learn that the little misunderstanding with the secret police which you tried to raise about some of my unguarded expressions has been tidied over.
I'm so glad to hear it.
If you were reckoning on your feeble attempt at treachery to secure my favor, you will find yourself mistaken.
No.
You shall pay for that, as well as for your other blunders. Meanwhile, I am sending you a little booklet just issued on the new House of Correction for incompetent tempters. It is profusely illustrated, and you will not find a dull page in it.
Thank you, sir. I look forward
to... Do dispatch the booklet, Toadpipe.
Oh, yes, sir.
So, dear nephew, I understand from Triptwees that your patient is in love.
Well,
and in the worst kind he could possibly have fallen into.
Oh,
and with a girl who does not even appear in the report you sent to me.
Well, I meant to...
I have looked up this girl's dossier, and I am horrified at what I find. Not only a Christian... but such a Christian, a vile, sneaking, simpering, demure, monosyllabic, mouse-like, watery, insignificant, virginal bread and butter miss. The little brute. She makes me vomit. She stinks and scalds through the very pages of the dossier. It drives me mad the way the world has worsened. We'd have had her to the arena in the old days. That's what her sort is made for. Not that she'd do much good there either. A two-faced little cheat. I know the sort, who looks as if she'd faint at the sight of blood and then dies with a smile. A cheat in every way. Looks as if butter wouldn't melt in her mouth, and yet has a satirical wit. Filthy, insipid little prude, and yet ready to fall into this idiot's arms like any other breeding animal. Why didn't the enemy blast her for it if he's so moonstruck by her virginity, instead of looking on there grinning? I'll tell you why. The enemy is a hedonist at heart. All those fasts and vigils and stakes and crosses are only a facade. He has a bourgeois mind, Wormwood. He has filled his world full of pleasures. There are things for humans to do all day long without his minding in the least. Sleeping. Washing, eating, drinking, making love, playing, praying, working, everything, everything has to be twisted before it's any use to us. We fight under cruel disadvantages. Nothing is naturally on our side. Not that that excuses you. I'll deal with you presently.
Now, Uncle...
And you allowed your patient to get to know this woman's family and the whole circle. Unbelievable! Could you not see that the very house she lives in is one of those he never ought to have entered? The whole place reeks of that deadly odor, that impenetrable mystery that comes from the enemy. We are certain it is a matter of first principles that each member of the family must in some way be using the others. We just can't find out how. They guard as jealously as the enemy himself the secret of what really lies behind this pretense of disinterested love. The whole house and garden is one vast obscenity. It bears a sickening resemblance to the description one human writer made of heaven. The regions where there is only life, and therefore all that is not music is silence. Music and silence! How I detest them both! How thankful we should be that ever since our father entered hell, no square inch of infernal space and no moment of infernal time has been surrendered to either of those abominable forces. All has been occupied by noise! Noise! The great dynamism, the audible expression of all that is exultant, ruthless, and virile. Noise which alone defends us from silly qualms, despairing scruples, and impossible desires. We will make the whole universe a noise in the end. We have already made great strides in this direction as regards the Earth. The melodies and silences of heaven will be shouted down in the end. Meanwhile, back to you. You have always hated me and been insolent when you dared, but I'll deal with you in a way you won't forget, you first cast I
Sir?
What was that? Uncle? Hello?
Undersecretary?
Who's that? Toadpipe? What? Are you there?
Yes, Swermwood. I will attempt to explain. It would appear that in the heat of the moment, Undersecretary Screwtape, your uncle, has inadvertently allowed himself to assume the form of a large centipede. He wishes you to know that in his present form, he feels even more anxious to see you and to unite you to himself in an indissoluble embrace. He expects you to come immediately.
There?
Yes, immediately.
Right away.